Breakfast with Abs on K-Talk.
Your number one news and talk station.
46 minutes past four. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Early Breakfast Show. This is your show. It's a show where we talk about whatever it is that you'd like to talk about. But for now, imagine standing in line to have your share of $1 million. Imagine what that would do for your business. I'm talking about Shivers Venture, which is giving South African entrepreneurs the opportunity to win a share of $1 million and to put them on a global stage. Joining me on the line this morning is James Steer, the co-owner of iDropWater, who won the South African leg and went on to becoming a global finalist, winning close to 1 million rand. Hey, we're talking money here. Firstly, a very good morning to you, James. How are you this morning?
Morning, Abs. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm good.
All right. Listen, before I get excited and get carried away about the $1 million and million rands and all of that, I mean, listening to the concept of, your business, iDropWater. You understand in the Western Cape, we are in trouble. Tell us more. Yeah. What is iDrop?
So the idea really comes from what is an enormous global challenge. Some of these numbers that people don't really know about, but right now about 2 billion people around the world still drink unsafe water. And what that means is that every minute someone dies from diseases that are caused by this water. So there's this huge global challenge. And iDropWater was brought about and founded to try and tackle this challenge using business. So business is a force for good. So we took the existing water landscape, which on one side has municipal water, which in a lot of areas is unsafe, and on the other side of that is kind of bottled water that sells through retail channels, and it's quite a high-priced product. And we're looking for a solution that is priced in between those two options but provides a safe solution and uses the same channels to get there. So we came up with a product that combines a bunch of interesting technologies, and it enables grocery store owners, just about anywhere, to purify and sell water from just about any source to their shoppers by the liter in a way that is priced, so it's affordable and is environmentally friendly. So it's a combination of really clever technologies that we put together into a product and then a really innovative business model, which reduces the kind of capital cost. We install these at no cost to the shop owner, and we share ongoing sales revenue. So that's iDropWater in a nutshell. We set it up with this hugely ambitious task of trying to completely transform the drinking water industry all over Africa.
And I mean, your product would be readily available everywhere, as you say, all over Africa. And I'm guessing now you're thinking of branching out to much bigger markets.
Absolutely. I mean, it was designed for that in mind, because I think a lot of business solutions are typically focused on your areas where you've got your high LSM, high income brackets, where there's a lot of earning power. For us, the key was trying to develop a product that could, as you say, go everywhere, because quite often the communities in the areas where the water challenge is the greatest are also, they're remote. They're not in the city centers. And in those areas, you also have a whole lot of kind of economic constraints and challenges. So that's really what informed our business solution. So we work with shop owners, big and small, to try and get the solution to people who need it the most. It's environmentally friendly. There's no wastewater produced, which, for the Western Cape, for instance, is a critical consideration in developing this product. As I said, we don't sell it. We install it at no cost, and we share sales revenue. So if you've got motivated entrepreneurs or grocery store owners who want to sell water in this way to shoppers who come and refill their own containers, we can work with these people to grow their businesses at the same time as they're growing ours.
If you have just joined us, it is 10 minutes now to 5, and we are joined, or you are joined on the line by James Steer, who's a co-owner of iDropWater. I mean, it's fascinating listening to the man explain what it is that they do, and understanding that in the Western Cape, we're facing the drought that we're facing. But also, to that, the reason why he's joining us on the show this morning is that Shivers Venture is giving South African entrepreneurs the opportunity to win a share of $1 million. And talking to that, James, in 2018, I understand that Shivers Venture Global Search will be in its 45th year. And you guys, though, what did you guys do in order to apply to be presented by Shivers? And how has Shivers assisted your entrepreneurship venture?
Yeah, this competition really has been absolutely extraordinary help to our business. The venture by Shivers is just we sort of, to some extent, we kind of look at our business before this competition and afterwards. It had that. It had such a meaningful effect. I mean, obviously, so we applied through the website. It's theventure.com. And, you know, there's the normal kind of application process you have to go through of paperwork and explaining what your idea is, what your entrepreneurial or social entrepreneurial business idea or concept is about. And then there's a series of business pitches that we went through, which got increasingly more kind of challenging and difficult. So, you know, I think my advice to people is, first of all, if you have a really powerful social entrepreneurship idea, an idea that can use business as a force for good in the world to tackle a social challenge, apply for this competition. It's a good one. I don't need to say this. I really do mean it. And the Shivers team, you know, it's not just window dressing. This is a competition that they've bought into wholeheartedly. So, you know, obviously the benefit as we went through these rounds of the competition to win South Africa was an extraordinary achievement for us. And there's the prize money attached, which is very helpful, but there's the full might of this huge global brand behind a small business like ourselves for a year. And, you know, that is just absolutely invaluable for us. The competition, you know, we won South Africa, which was amazing. Then we were over in LA in the States for a big global final, competing against 29 other countries. And we ended up coming joint third in that for South Africa. So we were very proud of that. But part of that process was pitching our business. You know, this idea that my wife and I came up with and have spent 2 years building with, you know, an incredible amount of work. But pitching in front of Halle Berry and Don Cheadle and these big, you know, Hollywood stars who were judging the business. You know, real thrill, and you're trying your best standing on stage not to completely blow it in front of all these famous people. But that's the kind of might that these big global brands can put behind a business that they support. So I can't say enough about the venture. It really is a good competition for people to enter.
Fantastic. And just very quickly, James, though, iDrop, what's next for you guys?
So we are coming off the most extraordinary year of the venture. We're at a point where we've sort of taken our business to a position where it can really grow out. So we're in a growth phase. We have a foot flat. We need to get to people who need our solution, and we are working with grocery store owners all over Africa. So you know, if there are grocery store owners out there who'd like more info about what we're doing, our website is idropwater.com. IDROP water. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, the venture's provided this really great platform for us to grow off. We've got a lot of awareness, and you know, it's time for us to really get stuck in to tackle this challenge with entrepreneurs out there that we can work with.
James, just before I let you go, though, you know that saying that people shall share? So
yes.
I was wondering, do I send my bank account to the email address or to you personally? I mean, it's a $1 million. Come on, James. Come on, man.
We didn't unfortunately win the whole $1 million, but we won enough to just about keep the business going long enough to achieve what we need to. So with what we have left after growing the business out, please send your bank details and we'll see what we can do.
Now you're talking, my man. Listen, James, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.